Well, welcome everyone to another Help and Hope for Families broadcast, a radio ministry to help strengthen and encourage families and marriages. And I'm Tim Tucker, affiliate staff member with Family Life here in the Pittsburgh area. And with me tonight again are Scott and Catherine Mercer, part of our local Family Life team, and Tom and Pam Jones. Tom is an associate pastor and a licensed professional counselor, and Pam is a very busy real estate agent here in the Pittsburgh area. So welcome back again for another session, folks.
Oh, thanks so much,
Tim. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So, Tom, I'm going to throw the mic open to you and kind of review a little bit of what we talked about last time as we were talking on the subject of how overwork by either spouse affects a marriage relationship.
Sure, yeah. And that was a great discussion we had, by the way. And as we sit here among the panel, we recognize that we could talk about this for a long time. But one of the things that we talked about was why do we overwork? Why do we overextend ourselves? We overextend ourselves because of debt, just the cost of living and what it costs to feed a family today and what it costs to fill your car with gasoline, that type of thing. We've talked about personal debt and how that comes about. And I don't think that we really alluded much to student loans, credit card debts, and that type of thing that we may be getting into today. But we talked about the impact that the overwork has on families. We're tired, we're cranky, we're irritable, and sometimes the especially the wife can sometimes feel like the man's job is almost a mistress, because that comes first. And so, just sort of boiling down why we work the hours we do and the impact that has on us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pam.
Well, I know for one thing, with being a realtor, you can work 24/7. It could be nonstop, so you have to schedule those things. But let me give you some statistics, and I kind of hit this briefly last time. Americans are $15 trillion. I can't even wrap my mind around that in debt. The average personal debt, $155,000. Over that. That includes credit card debt, student loans, which everybody pays on those for the rest of their lives, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So, boiling it all down, most people, when they die in debt, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Talk about anxiety, right? I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. But it's no wonder that people think they have to work their whole lives and then, you know, don't get to enjoy it because they die in debt anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have real recent statistics, but 73% of the people who died between October and December of 2016 held outstanding debts averaging $61,000. Okay.
And that was 6 years ago.
Yeah, and so who knows what that would be now.
Yeah.
And bankrate.com says that only 18% of Americans have enough savings to live off of for at least 6 months.
Right. Mm-hmm.
3 out of 10 have no emergency savings at all. So the income and the outcome,
yes, sir,
where the money's going is greater than what's coming in.
Talking about inequality, yeah.
Yeah, and why?
So anxious moments, wow, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in debt. We don't know where. Somebody could be listening to this, driving down the road saying, I am up to my eyeballs, and this is making me anxious.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I don't know where to go, and I've seen a lot of folks make wrong decisions as a result of that. Mm-hmm. How would you counsel somebody who's like, I'm so anxious. I'm in this hole. What do I do? How do I get out of this?
Well, part of what I do, Scott, is I work on we identify anything that's what's called the increased rate of alertness. In other words, there's an increased awareness. So we know we're in debt. We know things cost a lot, and a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
The mindset is, okay, the way that we address this is we work more and already overworked. Mm. And so what I talk about with anxiety is, so anxiety is coming from a place of fear. So do we just work more and more, or do we start controlling our spending? Einstein's been quoted as saying that the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing over and over and hope for different results. Mm-hmm. So working with the anxiety is, in my opinion, is understanding where the fear's coming from, mm-hmm. and what do I do with that? How can I change what I've been doing rather than continuing to do the same thing.
You mentioned a key word, out of control. And the idea being, you know, driving down the road, feeling this anxiety, because this is out of my control. But yet mm-hmm. there is an ability to gain control Absolutely. Over that. And that ability comes, I believe, through not a natural effort, but a supernatural mm-hmm. effort. Mm-hmm. If we're willing to go to God and say, God, this seems more than what I can manage or handle. I don't know where this is going to go. But, you know, I have to somehow release this anxiety and believe that you are going to manage this if I am faithful to you. Mm-hmm. And truly trust that. Mm-hmm. A hard concept to invest ourselves in, but something very real to be a part of and do. Very, very challenging. Mm-hmm. But let me encourage that person listening, turn it to God. Turn mm-hmm. your mindset to God. That's the start. That's the beginning. Yeah. It doesn't deliver you from everything,
right.
but it does get you on right. the beginning path. Is that yeah. what you?
I agree 100%. There's a term called neuroplasticity, mm-hmm. which what that means is our brain can literally change. And so we can teach our brain through the work of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. we can teach our brain to calm down. I call it living in the prefrontal cortex rather than living in the amygdala.
Amen.
Living in
yeah.
the thinking yes. part of our brain rather than living in the emotional part of our
brain. That's awesome. And I really appreciate that. So much, Tom, because I really try to understand when I meet with people or talk with people. The thing that you both tapped into is taking a position of humility to know when it mm-hmm. is we need to get help.
Absolutely.
And when we need to make a change. So many times we have to reset priorities, mm-hmm. delegate responsibilities, perhaps even change jobs, reduce our spending, and mm-hmm. that takes some accountability at mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. Even if it seems like this is uncomfortable, we can remain accountable and we can get some help. Mm-hmm. One thing Scott and I continually do, 39 years of marriage, we still keep a budget.
Mm-hmm.
That tells us exactly
Absolutely.
Where we are
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
we know exactly what's coming in mm-hmm. and what's going out. It becomes very factual at that point,
Good.
But it really does help us.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes we have to stop and think about what's more important to us or our reasons for overworking. Worth the price to pay if we're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's negatively affecting our marriages, a bigger house in a fancier neighborhood, another mm-hmm. car, vacation home, more things, are they worth the negatives in order to acquire them? Is it worth the indebtedness and the stress that goes with it?
Yeah, well said.
You know, Tim, that reminds me very specifically, I absolutely love this Bible verse, Mark 6:36, and I will just say it very slowly for those listening in.
Mm-hmm.
For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?
Mm-hmm.
You have just described that, Tim. Work and work and work. Tom, you alluded to it. We're just on this gerbil wheel and more. We're going to pay down the debt. We're going to get a little bit more, but we just never get anywhere. We think that the profit or moving ahead financially is what we're really after, when we have a God-sized hole that we really need to address in our heart. And that's really the starting point.
Yes, our challenge is instant gratification, right?
Yeah.
We see something, we want it. We get it instantly. What a great thing. You couldn't beat the idea of getting something instantly and having that right there at your fingertip because you're miserable or you're anxious. So give me something that can relieve that. And oftentimes we think in a secular sense, what will relieve that is this piece of jewelry or even maybe this addiction. Can relieve that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's we have to have an addiction to Christ, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's only temporary. That's the thing. 1 Timothy 6:6-8 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. If we have food and covering, with these things we shall be content." And that is so true. I realized when my parents passed that all the stuff they had was reduced to a yard sale.
Yes.
And I thought it was the saddest thing ever.
Yeah.
And
yes.
it's going to happen to us too.
Yes.
So why are we chasing it?
Well, Dave Ramsey, who does Financial Peace University, his goal is to get people out of debt. Okay. And we see there's a verse that says in Proverbs 22:7, the borrower is servant to the lender. So being a slave to our debts can cause a lot of havoc in the family and in the marriage, especially having to overwork with all the personal and family damaging side effects with that too. So yeah. I like when people would get out of debt, they would call Dave Ramsey and say, "We're debt free." I mean, just think of how much less stress there is in the family.
You can have a party and go into debt, right?
That's right.
Hopefully not.
Well, Family Life offers a lot of great resources to help you in the area of managing your family's finances and principles, about talking to your spouse about money. So just go to familylife.com and under the word finances, find the help for the financial issues to help you through that, get rid of that stress in a marriage and a family. And be sure to download the Family Life app for even more resources to help you on a host of topics. Mm-hmm. And Tom, give us your contact information in case folks would like to contact you.
Sure. I can be reached at 724-672-3670 or tj1162@gmail.com.
Okay. And Catherine, would you like to tell us a little bit about the Family Life Weekend? Remember coming up?
Yes, we're excited once again in Cranberry Township at the Pittsburgh Marriott North, September 23rd through 25th. We're going to have a 2.5-day getaway. And that is a time, folks, for you to prioritize your spouse and your marriage. Mm-hmm. We're all busy, right? We're chasing after things. We've got bills to pay and things to do. But we really do need to be intentional about our marriage. And that is an opportunity to do that. Save $100 when you sign up on the Family Life website by using group name Weekend Together. We'd love to see you there.
And if you have any questions about any of the resources that we have with Family Life, just give me a call at 412-337-3858. That's 412-337-3858. Or email me at tptuck@juno.com. And by the way, pastors and their spouses can receive a free scholarship to come to the Weekend to Remember by going to familylife.com. familylife.com/pastorwtr. Tom, do pastors need to get away for a weekend to remember?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, Pam and I actually attended one time before. Yes, absolutely, pastors need some time to get away.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us tonight on Help and Hope for Families, and we look forward to being with you next week for another program to help your family and your marriage thrive.